everybody, welcome back to From Our Mind to Yours. I am your host, Destiny.
I'm D'Angelo.
Why did you wait so long? Did you not like that one?
I don't know.
Today we are a little more prepared. We actually brainstormed what
just
we want
a little more
talk about. I mean, how much more prepared can you get?
Okay. Yeah, we're prepared.
Yeah. Brainstorm a couple topics we want to talk about. And the first one is learning how to navigate balancing personal time and family time as we are parents to a four-year-old girl.
Yes.
How do you feel about that? I'll let you go first.
Family time is easy for me. I go to work, and when I'm not at work, family time is how I want to spend my time. Mm-hmm. With you, with her. In general, that part's easy. It's the personal time that's out of balance. So I guess what's kind of been helping me a little more balancing personal time is, I guess, finding little things that I like to do, like shooting my bow in the backyard with my target. That's personal time.
Yeah.
That's me time. That's stuff I like to do. And just trickling that in a little bit wherever I can. Even if family time merges in with personal time, I'm still doing what I want for me, regardless of who's there. So that's helping me more because I wouldn't even do the small things.
Yeah.
It was just work and family time. Mm-hmm. Personal time was kind of non-existent. So just, you know, trickling in the little things that I like to do personally and stuff, it's starting to balance. I wouldn't say it's fully balanced, you know, but it feels a lot better kind of navigating that and trickling those things in.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely struggle when it comes to taking personal time.
She struggles taking personal time, just like she said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Actually putting effort into taking it.
But that's because I have been at home with Kehlani since she was born. And, you know, like, those first few years are definitely, like, very hands-on. The way that I am personally, I needed to be very hands-on with her. So it's been a little tough trying to learn to let go of control.
She was a little momzilla in the beginning.
More than just the beginning. It was like at least the first 2 years.
First 3 years at least.
Whatever. She's only four.
Yeah, well, I mean, exactly. You've been momzilla for a while.
Yeah. I've just had struggled with letting go of control. It just scared me a little bit, gave me a little bit of anxiety if I wasn't the one doing all of those things.
Everything for her, yeah.
I just felt like it should have been done a certain way. And, you know, she's not only my daughter. D'Angelo's her parent, too. So I had to learn to allow him to take control of some things, too, and trust in you.
Yeah.
But I also, like, feel kind of guilty taking personal time because, you know, we are very hands-on parents. We only have Kehlani, and we get a lot of our time and attention to her. So, and I know you are, like, when you're not at home, you're at work. So it's like I feel bad sometimes trying to take my own personal time, knowing that you don't have that much personal time either. But then it gets to the point, like, where I was at last weekend where I was just in, like, a really bad funk, and I was just not feeling anything, and I was quite upset and feeling very anxious and, like, didn't really want anybody to talk to me, didn't really want to be around anybody because I had allowed it to
fester.
Yeah, I had allowed a lot of that to build up.
Mm-hmm.
Inside of me, instead of just speaking up and being like, hey, I need to take some time, or I need to take a day, or whatever it is. And I noticed when I do that, when I do take the time to take care of myself, I feel so much better and feel like I can show up as a better version of myself as a mom and as a wife when I do get to take that time.
Because
I've learned that I am very much a person that needs to recharge, like, by myself.
Yeah, and do things that resonate with you.
Yeah.
Another thing that can kind of make the personal time a negative space is the buildup, right? Because then you get it. The reason you get it is because you've just felt all these, you know, I guess, I don't want to just say negative things, but, like, you've reached your collecting point, your boiling point, and then you get the personal time, and you're just drained from the time you didn't have.
Yeah, that's, you know what I mean? Felt like last week, and remember I was telling you,
I know, you were telling me.
I waited so long that did almost, like, didn't even feel like enough time.
Yeah, and I mean, it didn't feel good because every emotion leading up to it wasn't a good emotion, you know? So it's like, okay, now I have time, what the hell do I do now, you know? So I think adding on to what she's saying is taking that time before it starts boiling and just letting go of the anxiety behind it and feeling a little more free with personal time, not worrying too much about how I feel, because that's a part of the conversation too, right? If I feel like I need personal time, I tell you, like, hey, I need to do this myself. You know, we might think it, but we just might not say it.
Yeah.
You know, and continuously thinking it and not saying it is part of the buildup, you know. So it definitely makes personal time a lot better when you take it, when you feel it.
Yeah.
When you feel like it, you know, all right, now I need to do it before this gets worse in my head.
Yeah, it's also a struggle for me. Another reason why it's a struggle for me is because I also genuinely like spending time with all three of us together.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
So that's another reason why sometimes I won't say anything, because 4 out of the 7 days of the week, you don't get home till like 7 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
Lonnie doesn't have time with you, and I only have like a few hours with you before you have to go to sleep. So, yeah.
Yeah, but we're... One, we're adults, right? It's easier for us to think about ourselves than it is for our child, right? It's always you and Kehlani, I'm at work, right? Mm-hmm. Now, gets to the weekend, yeah. Of course, we love spending time to each other, but like you said, she doesn't get time with me, so it can be me and Kehlani time while you have
personal time. We only have one child, so I feel like it's definitely a lot easier to balance our time.
With one.
Yeah, with having only one child.
Absolutely.
Because that ain't happening again. Kayla was just asking earlier in the car, what did she say?
Well, she asked how, I forget how it got to this, but how she was made. And she's like, who made me? Mommy? I was like, no, mommy and daddy, we both had to make you. And then it went on from there.
Yeah, but she was saying something like, are there more babies in there or something?
Oh, is there more stuff in there?
Yeah, I was like, well, technically there are more eggs in here, but they're not going to be turned into any more babies. We're not having any more babies.
I told her, I said, if we wanted another one, we could make another one.
But we don't.
That's not happening.
No. This is a one-child household.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we're getting better at the balancing part.
Yeah.
It's might be tough sometimes, but speaking up and speaking out is definitely how you get better at balancing those things.
And I mean, I feel like, if I struggle to speak up to you about how I'm feeling about things, I'm probably not speaking up to quite a few other people that I'm feeling.
When I'm the most comfortable person you can speak up to.
Yeah, I'm the most comfortable with you. So, like, that was a little eye-opening. Like, okay.
Yeah.
I need to speak up. I need to use my voice a lot more and
stop sacrificing your own mental and...
For other people's comfortability.
Exactly. Make yourself comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you make somebody else uncomfortable, they need to speak up too. It's all about communication, but yeah, not just communication, understanding.
Oh, I had that conversation with somebody recently. On my nose ring.
It's okay.
Oh, well, I probably can't see it that far away.
Yeah.
You had a conversation with someone about that recently?
Yeah, about, because someone was telling me that, you know, talking and communication was key to a strong relationship. And I said, yeah, you're absolutely right, but it's more understanding than actually having conversations. Sure. Because I'm like, some people do, they do converse, they do communicate, mm-hmm, but the other person just doesn't understand, mm-hmm, what they're communicating to them. So that's the hard part. When you do have communication, but not understanding.
Yeah.
You know, so. They were like, oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Sometimes it's very frustrating when you're having a conversation with someone and not that that they're like, what? I don't get what you're saying.
No, they're very single-sided.
It's more like they kind of just brush it off, what you're saying, or like.
Because they believe something different?
Yeah, or like super, what's it like? Not restrict. Resistant.
Yeah, when a lot of super resistance.
Resistant to what you're saying too. It's like,
I'm an electrician. I deal with resistance all the time.
Yeah, I think it's just a little frustrating sometimes, because not that I'm trying to like get them to necessarily like 100% agree with what I'm saying. I just feel like sometimes some people don't understand fully what I'm trying to explain to them, and they think they do, but I could tell by like the way they're responding or what they're saying that they're not fully understanding what I'm saying. Not that like we're arguing or anything, or that it's an issue. It's just like, nah, that's not even like what I was trying to say to you.
Yeah. Or they're just closed-minded. I mean,
yeah,
that's a huge problem. They don't want to understand because they don't open up their mind to the possibility of believing something that's different than what they already believe, that somebody else is trying to present to them, mm-hmm, with evidence, with facts. You know, some people still like, I don't believe that shit. I'm like, okay, whatever.
I mean, and there's only so much you can do when they don't, because they get to decide what they believe and what they don't believe.
Oh, yeah. I don't plant seeds where I know they won't grow. That's something I've had to learn. I've been trying to plant seeds in dry, barren deserts, and I'm like, okay, maybe I should these seeds to this nice looking ground and soil. Yeah, where all these other plants are growing, you know? That's something I've had to deal with recently, is not throwing my seeds all over the place. And for you dirty minds, don't take that the wrong way. I'm trying to be serious here.
You're the only dirty one, Daniel, because I wasn't even thinking of it like that till you said something.
Well, you. I know some people think like me, so yeah, that's why I'm just throwing my seed over. That's your standard
thinking, processing,
no,
whatever.
No.
I don't think that made much sense, but.
You know. You just said a bunch of shit that had to do with the head. And
you just
threw
said
it
a couple words together.
Right.
Yeah, you knew what I meant.
I knew what you meant. Oh, I just didn't know what you said.
Like, looking at the screen on the side of the camera, and I'm like, oh my gosh, sit up straight. Why does it look like that? And I'm like,
why am I breaking my back?
And it doesn't even, I mean, it does feel uncomfortable, but I didn't notice that mic it up. I didn't notice it from the uncomfortableness. I noticed it because I looked like this. I'm
in
like,
the camera.
Why do I look so round?
Oh shit.
You sit up straight.
It's because
this seat is like so long. And I'm short, so like I'm trying to sit comfortably against the cushion back here. But then if I had my legs off, they'd be like dangling off the edge, and that's not really.
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny. This couch looks like it's upside down. Like that should be the seat, and right, that should be the back.
So I'm trying to sit like this with my legs up here, but then it's like my back's like super curved, and yeah. I'm making it work. See,
yeah.
That's better.
There you go.
Looks better, feels better. Kind of feels better, actually. My back's
Yeah.
You didn't already done the damage, the pain. Now you're just trying to stop it from continuously occurring.
What's that little dance you're doing there?
You know, that's me wiggling the pain out of my back.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, that's all you got to do. Do a little wiggle and your back will stop hurting.
Do a little wiggle jiggle.
A little jiggle wiggle. That was good.
Yeah,
so we went off topic a little bit, but balancing personal and family time.
Yeah.
It can be done. And I know plenty and many of people who do that and accomplish that on a daily basis. And many that don't.
Speaking of personal time, that made me think of how I've been like allowing myself to buy things that help me feel good and take care of myself. Yeah. And I didn't realize in how many ways I was really restricting and limiting myself by like just simple thoughts that I was having. Like I was telling D'Angelo earlier when I was doing my makeup that like it feels so good to finally have a foundation that actually matches my skin, because I'm not like a makeup artist or like super amazing at makeup, but I would struggle to find my color, and whatever one that I found, even if it was a little too light, or if I had like gone out in the sun, got a tan, I would still use it because I was like, I bought this, so I have to use
it. Need to use it, yeah.
Yeah, but the shift that I made recently was like, okay, no, this doesn't work for me. I don't feel good when my makeup looks way too light for my face. It bothers me in so many other ways when I simply could just be like, okay, this is not my color. I need to go get another one that is my correct shade. Like, I can do that. I have the money to be able to do that. It's not even like I was buying like $100 foundation and like going and grabbing different ones. They were like $10 foundations. I could have easily gone and grabbed it. But because I was in such a lack mindset, I was like, no, I spent money on this. I need to use it. And once this is done, I can go get another one. Like, it doesn't have to be that much of a struggle, babe. Yeah. Like, you don't have to limit yourself that much. And I feel so free. I feel like so many chains and weights are lifted off of me when I'm not spending my energy keeping myself
contained in a mental
bubble. Yeah. Like chained down. That's what it felt like. Absolutely. I felt like I was fighting against myself all the time. Because I didn't want to feel that way. I did not want to be operating out of a lack mindset, feeling like I couldn't go get another one because I need to use this one. When in reality, I easily could have just went and bought another one. I want to feel free. Like, you know what? This doesn't make me feel good. I know I don't like it when my makeup doesn't match. I'm going to go get another one.
Yeah. Yeah, I think thinking about that part, the mind, the mental lack, towards finances specifically, is using the word spend. Like I told you the other day, we don't spend money, we circulate it, you know? And I feel like that's a freeing way to think about it too.
Yeah, because it insinuates that it's coming back.
Exactly.
Instead of it's just being put out there.
When you spent it, you lost it. Yeah. Now it's gone.
Yeah.
You think that money can never come back to you because you already spent it. Yeah. You know, when you circulate it, you circulate money as in you're spending money, right? You're flowing it out for it to just come right back. You've circulated it onto something that benefits you personally, mentally, emotionally, and the universe is going to reward you for having the right mental space towards those things, the positive thoughts and emotions towards those things. The universe will say, here you go, here's more.
I think we often like forget just how powerful our minds are, and don't like I mean, I'm sure we've probably consciously thought about it before, but so often throughout our day, we get caught up in past habits and loops and you know, things that we try to break ourselves free from.
Yeah. Because they've already been downloaded into our subconscious.
I lost my train of thought. Yeah, I had something I wanted to say, but I can't remember how I was trying to articulate those words.
Yeah, yeah, and how to present them.
Sometimes I think that's why I lose my train of thought, because I'm still thinking as I'm trying to talk.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wait, hold on.
Hold on, wait. No, that didn't make sense even
yeah.
to me. What was I saying? Yeah. When you're trying to draw something, but you don't know what you're drawing.
Yeah.
And then the pencil on the paper is like,
I wouldn't know nothing shit. About that.
I know. I mean, unless you really know what you're about to draw, I think you're like still in your stick figure stages and shit, right?
Me?
Yeah.
What do you mean still in?
Well, okay.
I can draw if I'm like looking at something, but it won't be as fancy and detailed as your drawings.
Well, you no, don't compare them to mine. I'm compare them to your own, right? Because I've seen you do a lot of stick figure drawings, but I've also seen you draw stuff that looked really good. So, but
really good is crazy. That's very sweet of you. That's very nice of you.
But you know what I mean, right? Right. Default is stick figure.
Yeah, because out of the ordinary, care for drawing that much
is putting effort. You know, that's
like that drawing I did of Jack Skellington.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
That was good. Your reindeer painting is great.
Oh, yeah. That was cute.
Every time I go in the room, I'm like looking at that. I'm like, that's a really good reindeer painting.
I really tried with that one. Yeah.
So that's what I mean. That's the same thing with the mind, right? We have our default. We have our subconscious, the thing that operate normally, may not be the best, blah, blah, blah. Out of the ordinary is the things we're trying to be conscious about and change. And like, wow, this is so much better. But you do it one time. You stop, right? Then you're still operating off of what's already in there.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, maybe you're conscious about the thing. Wow, man, this was just as great the second time as it was the first time. Why am I not doing this?
Yeah.
You know, you just.
Oh, that. Sorry.
No, go.
No, that reminded me of kind of what I was saying earlier when I got caught up and lost my train of thought. I think I was trying to say something along the lines of like. Like, I think we forget sometimes in the different ways that we keep ourselves stuck doing the same things that we're like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
But, for example, like, the end result of my makeup not being the right shade was like, I don't like the way my makeup looks. It made me feel self-conscious when I was wearing makeup. Mm-hmm. But what I wasn't paying attention to was every single time I did that, I wasn't going and buying a new makeup, a new foundation.
You were just feeling those emotions.
I would just use it and try and make it look the best that I can, but that's not actually helping anything.
Yeah.
Like, if I wanted to stop feeling stuck in the same loop of not liking the way my makeup looks and feeling self-conscious, then the root of the issue is the lack mindset about buying a new foundation, even though I did not use all of that foundation.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck that foundation. It don't work. It's not your color. Why would you use it?
I think something I've struggled with is the same thing, like when I'm trying to figure out whether I want to keep something in my life or not. Like how I went back and forth with having another kid so many times.
Yeah, yeah.
And how I've gone back and forth about, do I want to drink alcohol? Do I not want to drink alcohol? How much do I want to drink? I think I do the same thing with habits too.
Absolutely.
That I'm trying to kick, and thought patterns that I'm trying to kick. It's so frustrating, and I know it doesn't have to be this way for me, but I just go back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah.
And in the same moment, I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. But subconsciously, I don't realize I'm still operating out of that lack mindset and not buying another foundation.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, when it's like very simple and just the shift in the way I feel from going earlier today when I exchanged the foundation for a different shade, the difference in the way that I feel now that my foundation matches, it's like I feel so much more confident in myself. I feel like I shifted out of that loop. I'm no longer going round and round in that same circle. That is done now. It took me so many times going around the same goddamn thing, but finally I figured it out.
Yeah, I
decided to take a step outside of the loop instead of, you know, going around and around on the same ride.
Well, yeah, like we know, habits are downloads. You have to, good habits and bad habits have to be downloaded, okay? And it takes time. It takes time for downloads, right? I mean, everything you see now downloads so quick, but subconscious, it takes time to download, right? You have to do it over and over, let it sink in, let the mind operate without having to think. Think about it so hard and so much, right? The downloading process is, that's all you can do. If something's downloading, that's all it does.
Yeah.
And if, like, for instance, on a video game, something's downloading, you can cancel the download. You can press circle, hold it down, and it'll cancel it.
Yeah.
It won't be there. But you can stop the download if you're impatient and you don't want to wait. You know, same thing with the bad habits. They have to be downloaded. So the only way for you to attain a bad habit is to do it over and over and over again. You know what I mean? Like cigarettes. When people smoke cigarettes.
So you're saying like the same way to kick it, you have to do it over and over again?
To download it, yeah. The same way to break a bad habit is to do the thing over and over again that breaks a bad habit, right?
You have to keep trying over and over again to break the habit.
Exactly, right?
Is that what you're saying?
You broke out of that lack mindset right now, and every time it reoccurs in your mind, because it hasn't, I mean, I don't know if that's how you exactly feel, but it hasn't fully been deleted from your subconscious. Every time it comes up, as long as you're conscious about making that same change towards the lack mindset as you did now with the makeup, you will no longer think that anymore. The lack won't even come up anymore.
Yeah.
It'll be non-existent, right? You've deleted it.
Yeah.
Right? And you've downloaded a nice, healthy, I am powerful, I can get whatever I want type of mindset. And then that lack shit's like it was never even there.
Right.
You know, so.
You know, I'm going to be honest right now. I wasn't going to say anything about this, but I like being vulnerable and being honest. I'm pretty sure why I'm like I'm listening to you, but I catch myself kind of like
thinking?
Zoned out.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, not thinking, just zoned out. Not even really thinking about anything or like how I lost my train of thought.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I know why and what?
Well, I'm just... I don't know, the anticipation for what you're saying is kind of funny because it...
Why is it funny?
Well, because it's tickling you, so I'm like, okay,
it's
what's going on?
It's not tickling me, I'm just nervous to say it.
Oh, why?
Because it's a body image issue. So, like, I'm also sitting like this because I feel I've definitely gained a little weight in my stomach. And I, like, don't really want it to be seen. And I also have had since, like... middle school, maybe high school, a really bad habit of sucking it in all the time, even when I didn't have all this excess weight.
Oh, is that what you were thinking about the whole time I was talking? Was
no, I'm lacking oxygen to my brain. I'm pretty sure that's what's happening, because and you can hear it when I'm talking. I'll go like take this super short breath
because
I'm trying to like hold it together, and it's so uncomfortable, and I just wanted to get that out because it's actually a really
bad habit.
Bad habit and tough thing that I have been trying to work on with myself. And honestly, I'm glad that I got it out because I'ma just let it go, babe.
We're gonna let that belly roll, okay.
Shit. D'Angelo.
You butter up my biscuits. I don't give a
please
shit.
Stop. Please. No, I can't, and I keep losing what I'm trying to think about. And like when you're talking to me, I'm like,
wait, hold on.
I'm a little lightheaded.
Wait, hold on. Pause what you're saying
so
I can take a breath.
That is so not healthy.
I know. And then I look down at myself and I'm like, damn, belly all the way out.
It was even more crazy. It's like my right hip is killing me from sitting like this.
Because you're
like
trying to cover
my
your
leg
stomach.
Is really covering it. From what it looks like on that tiny little screen, for all I know, you could have seen this the whole time. I'm not really sure. But.
Exactly. And you were beating yourself up physically.
It is what it is.
Because you were worried about
it. I let it out, so now we just going to let it rock, okay?
With the other leg. Wait, hold on. Let me put my right leg down.
I'm just going to sit like this. No. I was sitting like, ooh, no, it hurts.
Don't go back.
It hurts like that. That's not how I was sitting.
It's terrible. Yeah.
This is not how I was sitting.
Okay, yeah, that's better. You feel
Mommy's
more comfortable?
Mommy's still sucking it in. Ooh, I'm trying to let it go, y'all. Let me get a pillow or something. That's what I should do. Give me that.
Are you serious right now?
Give me that blanket.
Why do you need that?
D'Angelo, get off the damn blanket. Covered in dog hair.
Okay. Now I ain't got to suck it in. I could just cover it.
Yeah. I can be comfortable, be myself, get oxygen to my brain.
What? Oh, okay. That's the little white thing, the little white corner things on the screen. I was like, what's that symbol on my shirt? But there ain't nothing on my shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like it's crooked? Hopefully it's not. Even if it is, oh, well, because, like,
okay.
We already been recording for 32 minutes, so what the hell are we going to do about it now?
Yeah, we talked about, like, so many different topics off of one.
That's what I was saying. Like, that's why I feel like we don't... D'Angelo and I do this, okay? That's why I felt like we don't really need to have, like, a whole bunch, like, planned out or really, like, come super prepared to record these podcast episodes, because I knew just not me breathing again like that. I need to be conscious of taking a breath because I'm still breathing as if I'm sucking it in and I'm not sucking it in.
Yeah.
So, because I know us just having one thing to talk about, it always keeps rolling and flowing.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
So, just because some people need to have a bunch of little pointers and topics and things. We don't. We just do it like that. Wow, it feels so good to breathe. And especially through my nose, because we're not supposed to breathe through our mouths like that. And I'd be constantly breathing like that. And it's so uncomfortable. I was telling D'Angelo yesterday, I really need to stop talking like that. I really don't like it, and it's just become so second nature to me.
You could tag me out the hood, but you can't tag the hood out of me,
which is crazy because I am not from any kind of hood.
I'm telling you, there's the hood everywhere. It does not matter.
Now you're getting a little deep. I was just saying I'm not from any kind of hood. I don't really know where the little thugga comes from, but it's somewhere like deep within me.
Yeah, it's
so,
like.
But the point of it all was to say, I don't like. Can I say ghetto? I don't like how ghetto I sound sometimes.
You can say ghetto.
I don't like how ghetto I sound sometimes. I'm like, that's not.
Whoa, who
really
was that
how
talking?
I want
that wasn't
to
me.
Be talking. Not for like worrying about the judgment of other people. It's more so like, oh my gosh, how many times am I going to say like? That's enough. Damn.
I know when some people are talking and they're like, and then blah, 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 like,
me.
And then this like, and I'm like, whoa, okay, that was.
And I'm like.
You said 50 words and 35 of them were like. I'm like, okay, can we figure out a different vocabulary word?
You're done. Can someone else talk now?
Get off the mic. Give me that shit. Like, okay, go sit down. Like, okay.
For real.
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it drives me crazy. But, you know, some people just don't.
It doesn't drive you crazy when I do it.
Well, because you don't do it. Like on a consistent basis.
Hmm.
That way, you know, you might catch yourself. And that's good. You're conscious about how many times you say.
Is that good? Does it really matter?
Do you want to hear someone say like 50 times in 100 words?
No. I was just kidding. I was just saying like. Okay. I didn't even do that on purpose.
I know.
I realized it in a catch. That's why I stopped.
Yeah.
No, no. I'm just saying. Some people don't. Vocabulary and grammar and just a more articulated way of speaking is not a priority for a lot of people. They don't care how they sound in that sense.
Yeah. Which I don't think you have to.
No, you don't have to. And sometimes I don't.
I mean, personally just don't want to keep saying I be like, I be doing this and I be doing that. Like, I just don't want to keep talking like that. Like how some people don't like how much they curse and they want to stop cursing as much.
Yeah, yeah.
That I'm not going to do. I'll bleep it out on here. Because there was one section where, like, when we were talking about the comments, like, things people be commenting.
Hey, I was conscious about it this time and I heard it like. Like.
The things like. People. See, and it's very simple. The things people be. No, the things people comment. It's just one word. It's not that hard.
People be doing when they be doing it.
You know?
I think the thing with grammar and literacy and shit nowadays, for someone like me who cares about those kind of things, in just the way that I speak, right? I don't care so much about how other people speak, you know, do and talk however you want. But I'm finding a huge issue with the amount of what I like to call slanguage and all these weird terms and shit is I don't understand people. People try to talk to me and I'm like, what the hell are you saying?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on? I don't understand you.
Yeah.
That's my problem personally with.
Comes from the music.
The music, the stuff people watch, you know, different things like that. The trend that people make on these confusing ass words. I'm like, okay, you just made a bunch of dummies.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, because the only reason people understand.
I'm not gonna say too much, but I agree.
You know, I'll stop it there. But, you know, I guess it makes it really hard for me personally to communicate with other people when they talk that way.
Now, if somebody were to say. Man, that's bunk. D'Angelo would be okay with it.
Or jank.
You know?
Well, I mean, those things were said and used such a long time ago, words like that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a new one, but we don't talk like that, so it's kind of hard to think of one.
Well, okay, one thing I guess is like very common and a lot of people know about that I had no idea about. Is saying that something's bitching, like, oh, that's bitching right there. And I'm just like, what?
No, that's been around for a long time.
I know. I had no idea.
Oh, you thought it was new.
I had no clue what was going on. I had a burrito in class and someone said, oh, that looks bitching. I was like, what did you just say about my burrito?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand you. They're like, that looks bitching. I was like, oh, okay.
Or you know, not one time. I said to D'Angelo, I don't even know. I always say the other day or something like that. I don't know when this was. It was sometime recent. And I was like, now I'm not going to hold you. And D'Angelo's like, what? You're not going to what? You're not going to hold me to like, what? I'm like,
touch me?
No, I mean like, I don't even know how to explain that in other words, you know?
Yeah, no, but I get what you mean.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna hold you, but that's bitching. What did you just say?
Those are not my words, D'Angelo. Just piece those together. Let's just make that clear.
Yeah.
So I don't use that term, bitching.
No,
that's not for me.
I like I said, that was the first time I had ever heard it, and it was used in a conversation towards me, and I was like, my burrito. Bitching, what are you talking about?
Look at us with a 45 minute episode.
Right, shoot.
I think that was good. You want to wrap it up?
That was great. No, I don't wrap it up.
D'Angelo.
See,
I told
that's
you,
what you're talking about.
That's D'Angelo's automatic go to.
I'm just kidding.
He's not.
Obviously, I'm not, but I'm just
then
kidding.
Then why would you say that? Don't lie to the people, D'Angelo.
No. I'm not kidding about. Not wrapping it up. I don't do that, but I'm just
kidding
that it was a joke and that it was used in the.
All right. Well, not that I'm keeping all
okay,
that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to wrap it up for episode 3. Yeah. I feel like this was our best video yet. We're
so
just
far.
Getting better and better.
Get better at being ourselves every time.
This is nothing new to me and you. Whenever we like start or learn something new, we pick it up really quickly. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode 3, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
See you next time.